Yes, sir. What it do, what the business is.
Back another week in the books. What it do, it's the On Deck TV podcast.
Hell yeah, man. Holla at your boy Animal Brown, Animal underscore Brown on Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat.
Yup, I am Spike Lou, wherever you looking for me at. What you have going on this weekend?
Man, I was slow motion Billy Ocean, man. Went to Nashville. Went home for the first time all year. Shit looked different, man. Looked like San Francisco downtown, yeah, man. I don't know what's going on.
It says a brand new city.
Man, it's like the white Atlanta.
That's funny.
It's super live down there. And Bonnaroo was, I had to pass through Bonnaroo. CMAs was going on downtown.
No, that traffic was stupid at Bonnaroo.
Dumb traffic, man. But I had a good time, though, man. Shout out J-Ho.
At Bonnaroo?
Hell no. Nah. I'm cool on Bonnaroo. I'm cool on any outside festival. Like, I'm cool on that. I'm good. I stay indoors with my shit. Shout out Jay Hove, though, man. Linked up with him. We working on something special, man. Y'all be on the lookout for that. More info later. Shout out to everybody I got to kick it with, man. One time. What you get into this weekend?
Man, they released the LeBron crying meme mixed with the Jordan face to look like you. Was that this weekend? Yeah, that was this weekend. I just chillaxation, man. That's what I'm into. Getting back from vacation, trying to get it in, so... You know how that goes. What stuck out to you this week, though? Actually, we got some shows to talk about, really.
Absolutely, man. Shout out Full Sport Press, man. Every Monday, get your sports fix. J-Hove, Coach Lock, How Wheezy. Latest episode is up.
The worst signature shoe ever. Signature shoes ever, excuse me.
Yeah, man. Very dope episode. Just got through listening to that. Man, there's some garbage-ass shoes on that
slowest
list.
Shoe you bought.
The slowest shoe that I bought was some Soldier Reeboks back in the day. They were all orange.
What?
With the zip-up thing. It was some good. Oh, not going to lie. Other than that, my shoe game pristine.
That's not true.
Shit.
You bought some 20-something Jordans.
I bought the 2010 Jordans. Those was killing. And that was a gift, though. No. I didn't buy those.
But you bought... I was with you
those
when
were
you bought
gift.
Them. You picked them out. You bought them. Nobody gifted it to you. You went to the store and you got them.
I don't know what you talking about.
Them 20-something Jordans? You don't know what I'm talking about? The sleeve ones?
I know the sleeve ones.
The ugliest Jordans that there are.
I don't own a pair of those ugliest Jordans you speak of.
Come on.
All my shit is fly.
Get out of here, man.
Fly shit only.
You sound like OJ.
What's the ugliest pair you done bought? Them Steph Curry 2s you got on right now?
I'll rock them Stephs. They look comfortable.
Them shits look like buddies.
Steve, what was his name? Pete Carroll came out and endorsed the shoes. That's an ultimate disrespect. Like, throw them away.
You got to take that back.
I don't got no worse for him, man. I've been knowing how to do this shit, man, since I was out the womb, man. I've always known, you know. So I've never been. Before we get too deep into anything, though, man, if you listen to us, you know we Lido, that's the home team. Speaking of Nashville, you went home this week. Red Dot, you hear Free Red Dot a lot on tapes. He went up for parole. He got granted parole, so he should be out in a couple of weeks. So shout out to that, man. So we appreciate that. And also, happy birthday to Dante, our boy Dante, party guy. He died a couple of years ago, so rest in peace to him. So we just wanted to say that today as well.
Absolutely. And also, man, check out the Ladies Room, man, on the network. They drop when they want to, man. Shout out Anne-Marie. Shout out Rizzo, New York in the building, stand up.
Yes, sir.
All right, so yeah, what jumped out to me? First of all, the XXL freshman class, man, it finally came out. That's what the episode is about. We're going to break down who the hell these people are, in case you don't know, who we believe going to pop or may not pop, where this rank in the class, and shit, do a little follow-up on last year's, man. See if they need to get this up. I don't know.
It's about a rep for this.
You think so?
Because you can't
sit. It's the ninth one.
Yeah, you can't sit down and put together this many artists that people like people will even agree on. Like, this shit right here is based off who knows what. Like, to be honest, it ain't based off rap this year, like, at all. Like, it's not based off popularity, really, because a lot of these people you haven't heard of until now. So, like...
Just yeah, we're going to get to that, man. But I'm going to tell you what jumped out to me off. Wham, man. Right here in Atlanta, man. T.I., he shook it over the week. Shook it. He held a stripper.
My favorite rapper.
He held a stripper job fair.
Let's do it. Yeah, pimp.
And
yeah,
my pimp. Question is, not is this the best idea of this year. Is this the best idea ever?
Let's go, champ. Yes.
Shit.
Who wouldn't want to sit up there like Simon Cowell, Salmon, whatever his name is, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson, the old crew, whatever, and judge strippers, dude? Like, yes, yeah. Let's do this. I got all day.
Over 1,600 strippers day. Came.
We can see every one of them.
We in got full stripper day. Garb, though.
Yeah, we got all day.
T.I. opening up a new club. What's it, V-Live?
Yeah. Is that a good idea for him, though? Somebody got shot at the restaurant already.
They did. Reviews and somebody, are bad. Some crazy lady came through the restaurant and shook it already.
What happened now?
Now, that was a couple months ago. I mean, hey, look, if you're going to get into the restaurant business, it's still open. What's that? Scales 925 is the name of it. He still got his a cool clothing line.
I think he's trying to wipe his hands at that Scales and you move think on so? To the strip club. Yeah, the strip club. I mean, that's where he should have started it, really. Like, it's this tip lane. This is a little alley. Like, it's it. Perfect idea.
He was waiting on the timing, man. Apparently, this V-Live strip club is popping up all over the country. Who did I hear talking about this? Fuck, it was on a podcast the other day, man. They were like, shout out to the guy doing V-Live. He killing shit. I can't think of what it was.
T.I. just the face of it in Atlanta. It's going to be in other cities.
Yeah, it's already popping.
All
right. People don't say this in songs and everything. I think Drake said V-Live in a song.
You wouldn't know.
Right. But no, hey, look, man, why not? Who else owns a strip club? I don't know. Is there a rapper that's a face of a strip club right now? And then plus they bigging up Magic City. They bigging up all these other ones that they not a part of. You might as well get some
guap. You would have thought that this would have happened already.
Exactly.
Like, so and who else better to do it, like I said, than T.I. in Atlanta, the stripper capital of the world.
2 Chainz could have done it, though.
2 Chainz definitely could have did it.
It would have made sense for him, too.
Right, but he can still do it, but it's great for the king, though.
Why didn't T.I. invite me, though? That's what I'm hot about.
I definitely should have been there, pimp.
Are you mad because I'm saying you rap like Migos now? I take it back, dude. Just invite me to the goddamn open call.
I ain't said shit, my nigga. I've been there since day one. You should just gave me a yeah, my nigga. Just pull up on me, bro.
This nigga had a stripper career fair.
Yeah, that was crazy. I wish I could have been there.
And that was beast mode.
YG.
That's your mans.
That ain't my mans or nothing. but I fuck with YG. And he said he would have did the same thing Troy Ave did. Keep in mind, he just got shot in a studio session not too long ago.
This is true.
He has a song about it, too.
This is true.
You supposed to be my shooter. When niggas came in shooting, I was looking for you. He has about some nigga that was supposed to be with him and was supposed to be the shooter, he says. So, my question to you was, YG dumb to say this? Or, like, is this expected from YG?
I mean, this is a little more expected from YG. He's a little younger than Troy Ave. So I can expect... YG, what, 25, 26 maybe?
I don't think age...
That has a lot to do with it, though.
They're in the same age bracket.
Troy Ave is 30 plus, dude.
Y'all milking this Troy Ave is 30 thing. Like, he...
Once you hit 30, bro, the rules change.
That's true. If you're not a rapper. Because 2 Chainz is 38 and Rick Ross is 40. Baby is 60.
And you haven't heard any of them say, I would have done the same thing as Troy Ave. You haven't heard one of them
this
say
is very true. This is very true.
Baby is 60 was
But that's
funny.
Not my point. My point is that rap is, they kind of old. So like Troy Ave being 30 is
they're
not
adults.
Saying a lot. You know what I mean? He's not a 30-year-old adult. Let's say that then.
Okay.
Let's say he wasn't a 30-year-old adult. He was still like a 30-year-old teen. He was on the freshman cover like 2 years ago, right?
Right.
That's 28 years old, so, you know.
I mean, look, so YG... He's a gangster rapper. Is that safe to say? Are we classifying him as that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's a gangster rapper. So he has a certain image to portray. Comes from a certain lifestyle. So this doesn't surprise me that he says it. I saw something kind of dope with YG, though. He has a show on Vice where he's talking to a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about getting shot and shit. Shout out to Vice. I fuck with their content. I thought that was dope, though. Even though YG kind of come off as... He's not really that interesting to me. I feel like I've seen that before.
From who? Snoop?
Nah, just from his people. Period? Just the young, oh, I'm hard cut. Like, that shit, like, it just, bro, it's play. It come off as, sometimes he come off as trying to be too tough. Whereas a nigga like maybe Nipsey from the West Coast, I think he comes off a little more down to, a little more realistic. I'm cool on the tough guy shit. Like, that shit kind of played in 2016, to be honest with you. With that being said, he does have a new album coming out. So I guess if you need to get people talking about your shit, then you need to say you would have shot a nigga in the club, I guess.
No, I personally wouldn't say that he's trying to be a tough guy here. Like, I personally would say that it's more so not even trying to uphold an image, but him just being from the West Coast. You mentioned Nipsey. Like, they carry themselves that way. That's why I say his 25 is comparable to Troy Ave's 30. Like, Them niggas age in dog years out there. One of them said it in the song. You know what I'm saying? That's why you, Nipsey said it, as a matter of fact. My niggas age in dog years. You see 20 with gray hairs.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a whole different culture and lifestyle. So, I expect this from somebody like him. I expect YG to come out and say that. What I don't expect is Troy Ave to do is what he did, like I said, and put himself in that stupid situation because he initiated that. Like, YG, on the other hand, when that happened, the nigga was coming for him. But I think Troy Ave initiated this whole situation. So I think YG should have really clarified it and been like, first and foremost, I'm not that type of nigga to put myself in that situation. But had it happened that way, then yeah. I'm going to do the same thing. So
that and that's, if he would have said that,
then it would have been perfect.
Then it would have been cool, but that's not what he said.
Yeah.
And so this was my problem early on with Ross in interviews. I felt like niggas was just always in care. Like, bro, it's okay. You can smile. Ross, you can laugh in an interview. Ross has gotten way better. He when he was on talking about his gal, he done opened up. He talked about his mama. Oh, he talked about his kids. He talked about all. He done opened up way more. YG is on there. Yeah, could. Yeah, I would have shot him too. Like, bro, like just relax just a little bit. A little bit.
But like, that's the difference, though. Like, you would hear people explain being in California. Like, when they hang on a block and when they do shit, there is no relaxing, dude. Like, every car that roll by, like, they looking at. Like, especially if they in life that YG then was living. So, it ain't no relax. So, I don't think it's an act for him.
I'm not saying it's an act.
More so than it is for somebody like Ross. Like, the reason it's frustrating for Ross, because you, like, when we introduced to somebody like Rick Ross, you already 30. Like you say, YG ain't reached that age yet. So I don't have as much as a problem with it as you do. It's like him saying that because, like, I actually believe that that's his lifestyle. More so than somebody like Troy Ave or Rick Ross saying, I met Pablo, the real Pablo.
I can understand that. It's just YG. I don't know. I like YG new song, though. That's still brazy. That's banging.
That's banging.
Your boy, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that's my boy, Uncle Snoop.
He threw out the first pitch at the Padres-Braves game. Almost hit a damn cameraman. Like, that motherfucker was wide right. Whose first pitch is worse, him or 56, which was wide left at the Mets game?
I'm going to have to go with 50.
50's was horrible.
Because, look, I know Snoop was high. I know
that's
that.
A good point. That's a very good point.
50 don't do no drugs. He don't drink.
Yeah.
He works out.
Yeah.
He, like, Emma went immediately left out of his hand. You can't even throw the ball straight. Like, what was you doing? Like, you not.
But that was, you know, that was all for a show, though.
Yeah, it was not.
No, that was for a
show.
He
tried to do that.
No. Yeah. He tried to throw that way off. No. Because he knew that's going to get people talking.
No.
When you throw a pitch, and it comes remotely in the area of the. Nobody talks about that shit.
This nigga is not that desperate for the news, is he?
50 Cent?
Like, everything got to be like a media ploy?
50 Cent? Are you serious?
I can't believe that. I believe that he was actually trying.
Snoop might have done this too.
No, Snoop was high. No. He was good. Like, he actually thought that he was going to go out there. Like, he did the wind up and everything.
Snoop is high all of the time.
Right, so he can function. That's exactly what I'm telling you. So in his mind, he was going out there and he was like, I'm going to go out here, but I'm going to throw a strike. Snoop looked down a little picture thing. He was waiting on the sign and everything. And he, like, shook his head and threw the ball, did the wind up and all. 50 went out there, man, was shucking it out.
Did it on purpose, dude.
No, I think 50.
Bro, that's my pub. You know, he 50. Bro, 48 laws of power, 50, dude.
Oh,
everything
God.
He do is calculated.
Oh, God. No.
Everything he
too
do.
Much credit, dude.
Nah, that's how he moved.
Him and LeBron, they both calculate everything.
I ain't
like
got nothing to do with LeBron. I'm talking about 50. He wrote the book on calculated moves.
No, he didn't, man.
Man,
he
go back
sells
and look
it
at
a lot. He sells it a lot. Shout out to him and Robert Green for that, but he don't move as he says he does. I just don't think so.
And for the record, Snoop had a first pitch thrown out last year at the Blue Jays game. And motherfucker was right down the middle, slightly high. Then he had another one in 2012.
Why was Snoop at the Blue Jays game?
I have no idea. But he threw the first pitch out at a White Sox game, too, about 4 years ago.
This nigga got the most first pitches for a rapper ever, don't he?
He might have a record. He's throwing about
three. What qualifies to throw a first pitch? I need to throw a first pitch at the Sounds game.
Hey, that'd be cool, though. I'm with that, though.
I'm with that. Y'all get at me, Sounds.
And if you threw that motherfucker behind you, you would make Sports Center. But if you threw it anywhere close to the plate, okay, next.
I'm throwing it heat.
I'm gonna throw your arm out.
Straight tough. Straight down the middle. flaming glory. I'm going out, nigga.
Man, what's up with Rocco and Future, dude?
It's awful. It's awful.
They falling out, man, dude, right in front of our eyes.
Is this is like the rite of passage, right? Like, with hip hop, everybody gonna have a problem with whoever put them on. Like, everybody gonna be like, this nigga, I put him on, he ain't paying me, or something. Like, Wayne and Baby, Future and Rocco, P and whoever, like, everybody go through this with Diddy, with Russell. Like, sure. Are we surprised? Is this any surprise? Because people have been asking, where's Rocco at?
This right? is true.
People have been asking, like, oh, Future getting out of this pub. I remember when Rocco was pumping him.
True. And now, are we surprised? We can't say we surprised. You just named 10 examples. You could have named 10 more. But it's this was a little more interesting because they so tight, or at least they were.
You thought?
Yeah, right. They were. Rocco and Future was synonymous with each other coming up. Now, the thing is, Rocco signed Future to his A1 Entertainment record label in 2011. Signed him to a 6-album deal. 25% of any commissions he get off. Any advancements, he get 25%. And any merchandise or endorsements or anything like that, he gets 20% of. So in other words, he signed him to a 360
Jesus
deal.
Jesus Christ.
So Rocco is upset because lately he ain't been seeing them checks. And he found out, or at least he's alleging, that Future signed a side deal with Epic, boxing him out. So he's suing for $10 million. Now, can you blame, who's wrong in here? Future, assuming that all of this is correct. Future or Rocco?
There is no right or wrong party here. I'm going to ride the fence on this. And I'm going to ride the fence because it's not fair for Rocco to be like, this current contract that you signed while I was trying to put you on is still like legible today as the current Future. Like, there's no way possible that she getting 20% of anything that I'm doing and you Rocco. I'm sorry. It's not hot. It's not happening.
It's a nice little finder's fee, boy.
Yeah, that's a quarter. 20%? 25%? Come on, that's dog. It's nice, not happening. That's nowhere. That's not happening anywhere unless you're like, well, except the music industry.
Clearly.
But with that being said, I still feel like what Future did, if you go sign a side deal, like, you, before you do that, do you hit up Rocco and be like, hey, bro, let's talk about this paperwork that we currently have?
And that was my question. That's exactly where I was leading to.
Let's talk about this paperwork that we currently have before I sign this side deal with Epic. And that's just how you break it to him.
You have to, though.
And you ain't got to be like, well, let's do it. Now, look, I got a Epic want me to box you out.
Exactly.
I want you to still get this money, so let's work on these numbers.
Just get it down to 10.
Get it down to 10 or 12, somewhere in between there. And then we can work. But if he just went straight to Epic, then Future was in the wrong. But if he did hit Rocco up and he was like, let's talk about these numbers, and he wasn't getting no response and wasn't getting no call back.
Right.
I get that.
That's true. And to add to that, though, if Rocco just hit a nigga with this lawsuit and didn't hit up Future first and be like, hey, bro.
Nah, well, no.
No, he should hit. No, I'm saying, what? Once he kind of see that the money is, then maybe he need to make an attempt to reach out to Future first.
True.
Because Future tweeted out a couple of months ago, my guy out here calling niggas trying to check my pockets, that ain't A1. Like, he been throwing some subliminals lately. He just tweeted, you was at the courthouse signing, how did it feel signing them papers? My dog out here looking like a baby mama. That was pretty funny, though. So he been throwing hella shots.
The first one that you said was funny. Like,
he called a bitch ass nigga and everything. That was serious.
But see, and that's the thing. Oof. That make, like, I feel like Future was that mad because he feel like Rocco fucked him.
Right.
Like, originally.
But no. That's everybody deal, bro.
Exactly. And that's the point that I'm leading to. Like, he feel like Rocco fucked him originally. So now we're right. When ain't no, I want to reach out and get it down to 10 or 12 or this or that because, oh, I thought you was my nigga.
Right.
And you wasn't going to hit me with the baby deal, or you were going to hit me with the puff deal, or you weren't going to hit me with them, but you did. So now I don't fuck with you, so I ain't answering the phone when you call when them checks stop coming.
And that's how it go. Maybe that was the case. Yeah. Maybe Rocco and them had the conversation earlier, like, nah, bro, this is a solid little deal. Like, I got you. I would never hit you with no. Maybe he was hitting them with that shit.
But,
and then he turned around and be like, and some lawyers, because look, this is all it is. You know,
clarification with the contracts, yeah.
Hey, I mean, plus, look, take the NFL, NBA, man. Nigga grow out their rookie contract.
Right.
Russell Wilson, what? He been to the Super Bowl twice. Mm-hmm. And this nigga making $400,000. Exactly. You done grew out of that. It's time to go back to the negotiation table. Let's get these numbers amended. That's what he should have done with Rocco and said, bruh, like, come on, do it. A 6-album deal?
Yeah.
He only done 4. That was 2011. Nigga still got 2 more to do. Like, what?
And you want merch
And you want 20 off concert? The advertising and shows and touring?
And what you doing, though? Like, prior to...
He's not a part of the process no more.
That's what I'm saying. Prior to this, that 20% is cool because he putting the money up.
Right.
Like, I'm the nigga that's doing all the future.
And probably got him in the room.
So, if the nigga came to me with an invoice for $10 million and was like, nigga, do you remember these studio sessions? The shit wasn't free.
True.
I was paying for this. If he came to me with that, then I'm cool.
That's true.
If I'm future right now, because I got it. Here you go. My bad. I was wrong. You was right.
Right.
But
if
that ain't the case, then future got a good point.
A deal is a deal. You signed it. You signed it, dude. Like, you done said on here 100 times.
You signed it in good faith. So if a nigga standing in the line and you was different.
You said it on here 100 times, baby, do the same shit. And you put it on the artist. So you can't say their future is all of a sudden.
I'm not excusing future at all. I'm not doing that at all. I mean, I would put this more on Rocco than I would future. And I don't blame future for his actions. But what I'm saying is, like, it's a part of the process. Like we said at the beginning, this is a rite of passage, man. Like, nobody's gonna, like, if a nigga is pouring money into your campaign, there's no way that I'm going to sit here and give you a fair contract. It's just not, no reality that's going to happen.
Because all of the risk lies on the person
investing. Right, all the risk lies on me. Yeah. Like, it's just like when you go on Shark Tank and you got a good idea. It's cool that you got 100,000 clicks on your website, but when the millions start to, like, we talking money, and my money coming out of my pocket and you just getting clicks, like, it's a problem.
That's all fact. All right, before we touch on this XXL-ish, man, we noticed something, man. 7 out of these 10 freshmen, 21 and under.
Young cats.
Young boys. Which leads me to my question, man, leading into the topic, man. Is hip-hop a young man's game still?
Oh, see, this is a, like, either or, man, because I feel like the most popular stars right now are old.
Okay. 30, Wayne, 35?
Yeah, like the rap superstars, Ross, Wayne, 2 Chainz, like Kanye, T.I., like the people you would...
I don't know, though.
Those are old people.
But I don't... Are those the superstars? Because when you think GOATs in rap right now, you think Drake, Cole,
How
Kendrick.
Is Drake, though? Drake 30.
Drake 28.
Drake 28.
Ain't he? Give or take.
Give or take.
I don't think he's 30 yet.
Okay.
Kendrick and J. Cole, damn, sure ain't.
J. Cole finna turn 30.
No, that's true. You know he might have turned 30 already.
Kendrick, like, 27, 28. You know what I mean? So, the 30-ish range, that's when you're going to reach your peak, I believe, in hip-hop, and then you maintain it if you're great from 31 to, like, 38, like Ross and them have done. And then these new guys coming up, I don't think it's a young man's game. It's just the social media has taken such a, like, toll on the rap game.
And that's a young man's...
That's a young man's sport right there. Like, you got to be invested to be on the social media.
You got to have time.
Like, if you got your Snapchat cracking and your IG cracking and your Twitter cracking, people ain't got no choice. They see your name very well. Little viral videos and popped up with you. So 21 Savage got to be in your rotation if you like 19 and under.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's impossible that ain't going to be on there. Little Yahtzee or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I would say it's not a young man's game yet, but the game is changing to be an internet game, and the internet game is the young man's game, not the rap game. The rap game is the old man game.
And look, we had an episode touching this, man. We had the AJ Number the Number episode. Well, we talked about how 15, 20 years ago, you couldn't imagine nobody in their 40s rapping and being relevant.
Right.
Now, E-40 just got another plaque in. He pushed 50.
And E-40, like, he the hottest thing rolling thanks to Golden State, listen to
he
me.
Popping. I seen a picture of E-40 with an old picture of E-40 with the Sacramento gear on when they was winning.
Yes. Did he?
Tough. Oh, and so they was on him on Instagram, dude. Oh, I said, come on. They had the side-by-side picture. Been a day one fan? Nope.
Shout out my nigga Black, man. He sent me a little iTunes link of the click, that old E-40 group that was out back in the day, man. I was listening to that
this
week,
before my time. I'm not going to
lie. You ain't never heard the click?
Nope.
Be legit.
I know who they are. I know who that is, but I've never heard the project.
I'm going to send you that out.
I don't need it.
Yeah, you need that.
I'm good.
Shout out my nigga Black, man. I'm bang.
All right, man. Let's get to this music break, man. So we looked at this list. If you've listened to On Deck, you've heard almost all of these names already.
Unfortunately.
Exactly.
I've gotten several complaints in my inbox from this shit. You played in this.
Hey, man, I'm ahead of my time. I knew who was going to be on the list. I got my finger on the pulse of the culture right now. I'm sorry.
You seen that list with the trash bags on the front?
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that's you on the mic right now.
So only two people on this list we've never played on the show before. One is Anderson .Paak, who's an R&B person, so that's self-explanatory.
Clearly.
And the second is Lil Dicky.
We gonna save that money.
So we was like, all right, fuck it. Let's play Lil Dicky on this show. And just in case you've never heard him, he was on Tim Westwood freestyling like a day ago. So this is fresh off the press.
Tough.
Let's check out Lil Dicky on his freestyle and we back to discuss these XXL freshmen.
Oh my God, I'm popping out in Europe. Oh, they slipping, gotta wipe the floor up. I'm the type of dude that never liked decorum. I give no fucks, I'm farting at the urinal. Mama used to call me Davy Wavy. 20 years later, Davy Wavy. I'm Russell Westbrook, the guard changing. Still push the same car, baby. All whips, stilly on the map. New bitches in the back, they been fucking with the kid for a minute. Oh my, my God, I'm looking like they about to go and let a motherfucker in and rip it like a ticket. I be going to bed like this. I don't even gotta go and pretend I'm this. I don't even got a trip. Still in that London apartment like, ay. My girl look like she got Parkinson's, ay. I got her moving and shaking like, ay. I'm coming first when I let her like, ay. Turning up everywhere, Johnny Manziel. I got somebody else checking my mail. Host information, I'm feeling like bae. I just don't see how someone could debate. They don't even like to post me on Fader. Fuck it, I'm what they all not. Labels, they know what they call like. I got OGs in my call log. I can name names, just know I've been great to the greatest. But fuck it, it's your blog. I bet they love this on World Star. No bugging me, that's a girl car. Fitty just hit me like, damn, homie. Go by Lil Diggy, I'm saying. Still shit a landslide. How this shit be holding up with the hands tied? How this shit be blowing up, Nicky pants size? Could this shit break ground? That's a landslide. Got his John Crook with the hand die. You don't see the letter damn like a tan thigh. And I drop a video, ton of impressions. I look around, I see none but impressions. Not of me, Tim. Just of each other. Yeah. Tim.
It's me, baby.
I know. Do you think I'm gonna meet my wife in London?
I hope so.
She could be here, no?
Yeah, waiting for you, baby.
Oh. Oh, they were sleeping, but now they awake. Izzy or Drizzy or Louis C.K. If he was both of them bitches with both of them businesses, shit would be criggity-cray. Wish after wish like I'm blowing this cake. Bitch after bitch, they've been hollering my name. Cling to my wood like a newborn koala. Cap on my shit when I twist like a walla. Okay, now they're trying to get involved with it. No girl yet, I gotta see them all first. No chain, I've been trying to keep it all business. Lay it down like manure and the shit work. Drinking my water, I pick up a quarter. You know that the money gets saved. Ay, whoa, why you recording? Reporters recording the shit that I say. Ay, I don't even got it downgraded. I ain't loving what I found lately. People look at me prayer hoping. People look at you periscoping. I might have to be a tastemaker. This ain't Iggy, but I date Lakers. I go out with them sometimes.
Very cool.
Cut the losses, cut the bosses. Independent, fuck the office. At the Wingstop, bunch of sauces. Shout to Rick Ross, Boston. I ain't peak yet, I don't PJ. Fly coach, Jay Rice shit. They send me Nikes, send me Reeboks. Got a new box, I ain't peak yet. But I've been skim milk, chugging with a bitch. Hot as asphalt, bitch. Wonder why I'm coming quick. It's your asphalt. Say what you want, I'll be saying shit later. You watching movies and wish you could date her. My life a movie, I think I might date her. I'd hit her on Twitter, but I'm out of data. I always run out of data.
That was Lil Dicky.
If you watch, if you watch Silicon Valley, it ain't that. That's the. I can't think of the dude's name. You know the dude's name?
Negative.
God damn it!
But he looked just like him.
Yeah, he looked just like the dude out of Silicon Valley that come on HBO. The dude that run the starter house, dude.
Lil Dicky can rap his ass off though. I'm gonna come clean.
Can let everybody on this list borrow some bars, with the exception of Dave East. Like anybody can borrow bars from Lil Dicky on here.
Don't do my nigga Herbo like that.
G Herbo cannot rap.
Wow.
I'm going to put it out there. Let's like we can go in and start off hot. We can
fuck
go in that
here.
Way.
Well, all right, let's do this then. Well, first of all, start with Lil Dicky though. How you feel about that freestyle? You
that freestyle was banging, but I feel like it's a shuck him being on here. Like Lil Dicky's not a freshman. Like, I want to reference that, say that money, what
I
said.
I don't know, though.
No, say that money, what I said before. If y'all don't know what that is, go look up that video. His We're going to say that money video.
Dope video.
Very, very good concept to a video in rap in 2014, 15, whenever
15,
that was.
15, last year.
That very dope video, but we're going to say that money. Go look that up. With that being said, I feel like this was a shuck pick because, I mean.
It makes sense, though.
Does it?
Yeah.
I mean. Do he really have a buzz? Like, are people...
Don't do that.
Are people really checking for Lil Dicky?
Yes, bro.
Who?
They are.
No,
I'm going to tell you why. Okay, well, first of all...
Yeah, tell me why, please.
Now, this is what we'll do. Let's name the 10.
Okay.
And then we'll pick it apart from there. I'm going to start from the top, man. So, we got Kodak Black, 19 from Pompano Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to homie Dirt. We got Lil Dicky from... he from PA, 28. Mm-hmm. Dave East, 28
from Amish town.
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck he from. Dave East, he's 28 from Harlem. 21 Savage is, you guessed it, 21 from ATL.
Allegedly.
Lil Uzi Vert is 21 from Philly. Then what you got?
G Herbo, he 20 from the Chi.
See you, boy.
Denzel Curry, Shaking and Baking, 21 from Carroll City, Miami, stand up.
Yes, sir.
Designer, he 19, he from Brooklyn, a.k.a. Future Jr. Anderson Paak, he's an R&B singer. He's from Oxnard, California. If you heard of his name before, it's because he was on the Dre album.
Yeah, heavy.
So that's why you're hearing him and Dre
30.
With that push. He's 30 years old. And Lil Yachty. Shout out to Sam G, boy.
You keep calling him Yachty. It's Yachty.
Whatever.
It's okay.
Whatever. Like, you, it doesn't matter.
Lil Boat.
I promise you. Lil Boat. We're going to call him Lil Boat.
A.K.A. Lil Boat. He's 18 from the A.
Lil Boat from the A. All right.
Okay, so let me. We'll start with Lil Dicky then. Lil Dicky got on.
White privilege. Why we got to start with the white man?
Because you want to know how. You talking about nobody's checking for him.
Nah, not though.
So.
Like, regardless of how good Lil Dicky can rap. Regardless of how you like the song or how catchy the tunes is, you never will ride around listening to Lil Dicky. It's just impossible.
That doesn't mean he doesn't deserve to be on a Double XL freshman
class. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying it's a shuck pick. All I'm saying is, like, it used to mean something if you were on here. Like, it wasn't a stick or it wasn't a following.
You just got through saying he was the best rapper on here, dude.
Lyrically, he is the best rapper on here, but you're still not riding around listening to him. Just like I don't ride around and listen to it.
That's not the determining.
KRS-One for being a great lyricist.
That's not the determining factor, though.
It's not, but I still feel like I'm not riding around listening to Lil Dicky. Neither are you. So neither is anyone else.
No, that's a lot of people.
It's cool to look at on YouTube for like 5 minutes. That's dope.
So this is how he got on. In 2014, he dropped a song called Ex-Girlfriend. He dropped a video, went viral. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Then he started a Kickstarter campaign to fund his rap career to get $70,000. That was the goal.
Which was a shuck in itself because it made him famous.
Yes, it did. And he ended up getting $110,000.
Reached his goal, started his rap
career. Reached his goal, did his rap label, did his rap album. He's got Snoop on his album. He's got a couple of more people.
Rich Homie Quan, Rich Homie. Wap.
Yeah, he's out here.
And T-Pain was in the video.
The video was hard as fuck.
Yeah, like,
so he's like a comedian guy. So his whole goal is he wants to be the first rapper / comedian, like actual stand-up comedian. That's his shtick. And he's in a lane by himself, which is why he's getting attention, and which is why
you seen him
he's
stand-up?
On this. No, I haven't. I have not seen that, though.
I don't think that exists.
No, nah, I don't think. No, nah, that's
he's
his goal, though.
On the stand.
Yeah,
okay,
nah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Right,
nah.
You.
But you can tell in his raps that he's being silly.
He's being funny. He got a song called White Crimes. Like, check it out because it's a dope song to be killing, and he's ripping it. He's a very creative dude. But what I say, I'm not like, I heard White Crimes, and like I said, it was banging, and I'll tell people about it, but I'm not going to put that in my rotation. Like, it's not going on a playlist.
But there's someone who will have it in their rotation, though.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe.
If he got 110,000 on a fucking, what's his name? And then people fuck with him and they want to hear what he got to say.
Same people that's going to buy them Steph Curry's.
That's fine. I mean, there's a market for them garbage-ass Steph Curry's.
I ain't arguing with that. I'm saying that that's perfectly fine. I'm just saying this shit don't do it. Just because them Steph Curry's are going to be bought by middle-aged white men, they don't deserve to be on the cover of Kicks, dude. Like, that's not happening. That's all I'm saying.
So, who do you like? Who sticks out to you on here who deserve to be on here?
Don't get it twisted, though. I do like Lil Dicky. I just would not ride around listening to him. That's all I'm saying. It's comedy to me. It's like you ride around listening to...
I know what you mean. Parody album.
Some shit. Yeah, it's like, nah.
But if you want to hear him, his album Professional Rapper came out last year. Y'all check it on iTunes.
White Crimes, best song on there. But if I was to check for somebody on here, my top two.
Yo.
I'm going to go with Kodak Black and Dave East.
Got you on both of them. It's crazy.
Actually, no. I got you on Kodak. That's definitely a fact.
Drake got everybody on Kodak.
I got
Kodak.
Drake on Kodak. It lived down there when we was in Revolt. But with that being said, I feel like Kodak, it's a weird cross between like Boosie, Gucci Mane, and like early Hot Boys Wayne. He got like the same like subject matter as Boosie, and he got the Wayne like delivery with his how he sounds right now as like a young guy.
Right.
And then as far as the who was the other person that I said?
Gooch.
The Gucci, as far as the, like what he's saying and how it comes off. I like his style. I like he working with other people, and people respect him as a street nigga. Like, he, all the street rappers fuck with him. Boosie on his new shit, Gucci on his new shit, referencing his first day out and all this shit like that. But I like him because I feel like he's a creative street dude, the next creative street dude. The people will flock behind similar lane of Bootsy, Gucci, people that I named that he sounded like.
For sure.
Dave East, man, he just can rap his ass off. Like, just nigga, like, you get, if he can get Nas in that mode as to promoting him, yeah, like being the nigga or whatever, if you get Nas to say that, which I don't think he ever will, but if you could get Nas to say that, then Dave East would get that following, that cult Nas following. He get out of one good solid project out the gate,
yeah,
then he'll have a similar career to some successful rappers, not Nas, but some successful rappers. But I think those are two most promising that I see on here.
So I'm gonna touch on both of those briefly. Pause. Kodak Black is cool. I listened to his tape, Little Big Pac, which is out now. It just came out on his birthday the other day.
Good title.
My issue with him is he got to stay out of trouble. That's not number one.
Happen. That's not gonna happen.
Well, then he not gonna pop then. Like, yeah, he got to stay out of trouble. The feature with him and French Montana get him good looks. The Lockjaw joint. I be hearing that on satellite radio all the time. And he got potential,
Kodak,
man.
Poppin'.
Like, he's solid. He's solid. He rap a little too slow for me on this new tape. He's drawing out his words. It's kind of coming off a little offbeat.
That's
but
country Florida shit.
I mean, it is, but it just, I don't remember him rapping like that on the institutionalized tape before that.
Uh-huh.
But how we did hear of him for the most part was Drake's single. The Skirt,
Drake
Skirt.
Moline, though.
I guess so. I guess you could say his breakthrough moment was the Skirt Skirt single. Skirt. At Drake Instagram, you know, that's all it take for a nigga. He was already popping in his own city and regional, but that took him off though. Dave East, like you said, Nas co-signed him. Dave East, dope. Put the world on him. You're welcome. I don't see him popping like that because he doesn't make commercial music, and his attempts at commercial music don't sound well. He just kind of needs, like you said, sticking that Nas lane. Because truth be told, when Nas made commercial shit, it didn't sound good. Owe Me for Ice, like, what the fuck was that shit? Was garbage. So he sound better just doing him, and I think Dave East need to do that, and you can live on the internet with that and be solid.
Yeah, but yeah, go ahead, it's true.
Who I fuck with on here? Oh, come on, man, G Herbo, the Herb.
He is number one fan.
He hard, dude. Are you serious?
You run his Twitter page and everything.
He the hardest dude out of Chicago right now. I've been saying that for 2.5 years, dude. However long we've been doing this fucking podcast, I've been saying that.
What Chance the Rapper from?
He from the shot. He barbecuing Chance the Rapper.
What?
He barbecuing him.
Man,
I'm talking about rotisserie gold barbecuing him.
Chance better than him and Lil Bibby better than him.
He killing Lil Bibby.
Both from Chicago.
Lil Bibby ain't got no smell. Like, Lil Bibby, like, I don't
Lil
know.
Lil Bibby,
man,
was on the freshman cover last year, right?
If it wasn't last year, it was year before.
Who
it was one of them.
Yeah, he was on that one of them. Yes.
But G Herbo,
he ain't,
man,
done nothing since then, though. I will say
he
that.
He been hell. Nah, that, don't do that. Free Crack 3 was banging.
I got you on that. And
banging.
I know that it was banging, but he ain't made no noise since then.
This
he did
is
have
true.
He had a song called Steph Curry that was banging, too.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we played it on here.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
But nah, G Herbo, if y'all haven't heard his music, check his new project, man, Ballin' Like I'm Kobe. And I guess the other person, man, I fuck with Denzel Curry too, but it's a little too soon for me to just sit here and crown him. I did listen to his last tape, Imperial. It had some heat on there.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. I liked
that
it.
That was heat?
I think so. And the song that I played on the show 6 months ago.
Shit too fast for me, man.
I can understand that. But he's saying some shit, though. He's saying like some militant, like pro-black but not preachy shit. That I think that people can respect. He used to be in a group called Raider Clan. He broke off from them, did a solo thing, and has taken off. Y'all fuck with that. Who does not deserve to be on here?
Where do you start?
If it's 21 and under, I can't go in on them, which is most of this list. I can't go in. I refuse.
I'm not even saying going in, but it just in a sense of if you shouldn't, like,
we're not talking about just talent, though. Let's be fair.
But let's talk about talent, though. Because if you sit in a room and you're picking people to be on the cover of this magazine, which we would now have to assume is beginning to be on the decline as far as relevancy because of the people that they're putting on this list. If you're sitting in a room with people and discussing rap in 2016 and Lil Yachtzee.
You can keep killing his name like that?
Whatever. Yachtzee, nigga. That's how I say yacht, nigga. I'm from the South Nashville.
The boat.
Or even Designer.
Okay.
Like, you got somebody who's clearly the only popular song is a mimic of another person's style who's already popular, yet and still he's on the list? Like, what else has he done?
Let's be clear. He hasn't done anything.
He do retarded shows.
But he's got the biggest song out of any person on his list.
I mean, come on, man.
Let's be fair.
We know why, though. Let's not act like we don't know why. Like, it wasn't the Stretch the Hands in part two that made the song that popular. That was it.
The song is hot, though.
Man, had Kanye not touched that song, it wouldn't be where it was.
No, it wouldn't have reached those limits, but exactly. It was already bubbling.
So you can take that off. You can eliminate that fact.
Who has the next biggest song on here, bro? Exactly.
You know, I'm saying the point of that is being what, though? If you've only got one song and it's a clear mimic of someone else's style, like, what's the point of putting a nigga on here?
Because it's a number one song, period. Oh, it doesn't matter if it's a mimic.
Come on, though. But this is that matter. What this is now?
No, I'm just
is
saying.
Is that what this list is, though?
That's one element of
this is,
the
this
list.
This is freshman class. These are the people that's supposed to be ushering in the next generation of hip-hop, if I'm not mistaken.
Look, Designer.
And this is Designer? This is what we putting on now?
He's set up to do that. He's on the fucking Dream Team, dude.
Oh, my God. Like,
he's on the Dream Team
listen,
label.
Dog, no one's wasting time with dude with good music. Pusha T not. Kanye not. Big Sean. That nigga can't even get a Sci-Hi feature, dude.
But I'm just saying.
I guarantee you he don't get a Sci-Hi feature.
Sci-Hi was on the freshman fit class 2-3 years
ago. Look at him.
I'm just, hey.
Look at him.
But he made it.
Look at his face. No, I'm just playing. We love to have you on, Sahai, and you tell us about the situation. But with Please. That being said, look at him. If I'm Designer, you telling me I got the number one song, it's not a good thing that I'm on good music.
No, that's a great thing.
How? You just said, Sahai's a way better rapper. He was on the freshman class list. He has better songs, better taste, better projects.
He didn't have one hit. Period.
So
all that doesn't matter.
So look, Designer has his one hit, and that makes him better than Sahai.
My girl doesn't give a shit about Sahai the Prince. Hold on. My girl doesn't give a shit about Sahai the Prince because she can't name a song. She knows a Designer song.
Two years from now, will she give a shit about Designer?
Probably not.
So that's what I'm saying about this list, nigga. That's what I'm saying.
This isn't the 2018 list.
Huh?
This isn't the 2018 freshman class. It's the 2016.
The list prior to, like, probably last year, like. Though they were correcting their assumptions.
That's
like
not true.
J. Cole, Wale, Chief Keef, all of these, Lil Boosie, all of these people were on this list, dude.
You just said Chief Keef?
Yes.
Where's he at?
Where's he at right now? Yes. He's retired. He was able to do so, nigga. And he ain't even 30. Shout out to Chief Keef. I want to be like you when I grow up, dude. No, dude. If I can retire before I'm 30, then I'm doing that, no. Dude. Come on, man. None of these people going to be able to retire by 30. None of them.
We don't know that.
I do know that. I tell you that right now. None of them, dude. Not one.
What about the young boys, man?
Like I said, I like Kodak Black. He the youngest.
did you listen to Lil Uzi Vert, 21 Savage, Lil Yachty? Listen, I don't want to go in, man. I swear I don't.
I mean, because
I tried to listen to 21. I listened to two tapes of 21 Savage.
You better than me.
I listened to two tapes. He's got a tape called Free Guwap. That's produced damn near mostly by Sonny Digital and fucking Metro Boomin. He's got two other tapes produced entirely by Metro Boomin. I don't know how this happened. I tried to listen to both of them. He might be the worst rapper that's ever been on the cover of Freshman Class. I'm gonna be all the way honest.
I don't know if that's the case.
Lil B better than him.
That's impossible.
I swear.
Lil B not better than nobody.
Lil B is better than
Lil
fucking,
B not better than nobody.
I put on everything I
Him
love.
And Lil B right there.
No.
Yeah, they right there.
And this nigga got A1 production and fucking and Lil B better than him.
I listened to 21 Savage's last album, which was Slaughter King.
Oh my God.
First name of the song, the very off the rip, the first song is Lord Forgive Me.
Okay. Sounds promising.
No, it was not. I have no idea why the name of the song was Lord Forgive Me. I don't know what he was talking about. I didn't get it. I don't get 21 Savage. I don't get how people would. I don't understand how you could ride around and listen to this. Just like Lil Dicky. Like, this is similar to Lil Dicky. Like, this is almost fake. Like, it's all like, yeah, fucking right. Like, no way niggas is riding around listening to this. But I'm not of this generation, so I can honestly say that. Like 21 Savage, Lil Uzi Vert,
That's the worst rap name that's ever been on the cover.
Liyachi. I don't get that. I don't. It's way over my head. I'm the old get off my lawn. Your music's too loud guy on them like three, especially them three. Like, cause I don't get it at all.
For the record, Lil Uzi Vert, man, he got on from the DJ Drama cosign. And by I mean cosign, I mean let me post every other post on IG of this nigga until people start to listen to him. That's what I mean by cosign.
I'm going to be the most popular DJ, so you have to listen to this nigga because I'm going to make sure, because he's my artist, that you listen to this
dude.
We get it, bro. You affiliated with Lil Uzi Vert. He's from Philly. We get it.
Bro, like, he was pumping the shit out of dude.
He was.
If you want to hear some of his shit, man, Lil Uzi Vert versus the World just dropped like 2 months ago. You can go check that out. And 21 Savage, he got a new one. His Free Guwap 2 comes out this year.
Oh, God, no.
Lil Yachty, he got on, man. His two songs, One Night in Minnesota, both went viral. Cold Like Minnesota? Cold Like Minnesota?
No.
Okay.
Nah.
His project, Lil Boat, came out earlier this year, too. Y'all can check that out.
I would prefer to call him Lil Boat. Can we not?
That's
like,
fine.
Let's just get away from the Lil Yachty shit and call him Lil Boat.
That's
Lil
fine.
Boat is way better.
Is it way better though?
It's way better than Lil Yachty. Like, why are we putting the yacht? Where's the why? Lil Yacht. There is no, like, there's no pool. Like, what is this?
Yachty is two yachts.
No, it's not.
Yacht eye.
There is no plural to yacht. I don't have two yachts. I have a fleet of yachts.
I got a big boy yacht. That's it.
Like, I don't have a fleet of yachties. God.
And for the record, if you are checking for a designer project, he's got a new mixtape coming soon.
Is this his first mixtape?
As far as I know, yeah.
I haven't even heard.
It's called Trap History Month.
See. Come on, man.
Can we get to some music? Oh, wait. Jesus, can we revisit Christ. 2015 real quick, though?
Trap History Month.
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
This nigga.
So, 2015, in case you forgot, last year, Dej Loaf, Fetty Wap, K Camp, OG Macko, Shy Glizzy, Rari, Tink, Vince Staples, Kid Kid, and Gold Link. Okay. My problem with that list, off top, I had never heard of Gold Link. I had never heard of Rari up until that point.
Right.
Since then, I haven't heard from Gold Link and I haven't heard from Rari.
They from the West Coast, right?
Rari is from the A.
Is he?
Yes. Gold Link, I believe, was Maryland, D.C., DMV area.
I don't know.
Shy Glizzy got his chain took. He's no longer relevant.
Mm.
OG Macko hasn't came with anything since his...
He's 32.
Initial... OG Macko ain't 32, dude.
He ain't old?
He can't be, bro.
He ain't old?
He can't be, bro.
He gotta be old.
Fetty Wap blew the fuck up.
He old nigga, man.
He can't be. Kid, I don't... 50 paid to get him on here. Like, he had no reason to be on the cover and has done nothing since. K-Camp...
He got locked up. He had them news with his baby mama. Didn't
that
he
show
up,
did. So. Tink... I don't know what Timberland doing with Tink, but nigga, they not making no noise.
Somebody made a very good point about female rappers. Did none of them have been successful without a male group
cosign
beside them?
Who was
that?
True.
Did you hear that podcast?
No, but that's fact.
There's a podcast somebody said like they need to pair up.
We've been knowing that though.
Yeah, but they were saying what they need to do is pair up Tink with some of them niggas from the Shy.
Right.
And like put that all as like a group. Like Herbo or Bibby and something like that.
They thought.
And throw them out there together and it would be more like.
They thought Timberland was the big enough cosign.
Nah, they didn't get you shit in 2016, bro.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
Damn, OG Macko ain't number 23.
Told you.
From the College Park, George.
Yeah, but he ain't had nothing as large as his single, which is escapes me right now.
No, he got the. It escapes me right now?
I can't think of this song.
The one
you guessed it.
Oh.
Bitch, you guessed it. That was OG Macko.
Sure was.
And he ain't had nothing on that level since.
I'm thinking of OT Genesis. Why am I thinking of OT Genesis?
Yeah, I don't know why you're thinking of OT Genesis. A couple snubs.
Because the names are both some slow. That's probably why.
That's a good
OG
point.
Macko, OT Genesis. Like,
why was Young Uzi Dolph not on here?
If I'm Young Dolph.
Why was he not on here?
I'm not even picking up the phone for my XXL at this
Don't
point.
Do XXL like that.
I'm doing them like that.
You want to be on the cover of a magazine? No. That's not changed.
I'm 30 years old. I'm dog from King of Memphis. I'm shaking it. There's no reason old. I'm in anything with Lil Yachtzee and these other guys. I'm not doing it. No.
Tory Lanez turned it down.
Yeah. I don't. Now that's one I disagree with. I don't think that he has the luxury of doing it. Enough people don't know about Tory Lanez for him to turn it down.
But enough.
He would have been the best. He would have been the best person on that list, and that's saying something. Wait. Well, actually, is it?
Wait.
No, it's not.
Enough people don't know Tory Lanez, but they know Young Dolph, though.
Yeah.
Bro, Tory Lanez, stop, bro. What? Stop. The Say It joint is the fucking monster last year. Are you serious? That was on every goddamn radio station.
Everybody knows who Dolph is as well. Are you serious?
Bro, stop.
No.
Bro, stop, bro.
So stop. No, was Tory Lanez Drake?
Just stop.
Is that who he is?
Trust me.
Is this Drake?
Man,
is he the most popular rapper in Toronto?
Dolph ain't got no plaque from his single, bro. Tory Lanez got one.
Oh, my God. Is that what we going by?
That means more.
Is that what we going by,
That means
though?
You got spins and sales, bro. I
mean, it doesn't mean.
It doesn't mean what? I sold more, so don't. That means you know more people know you than me? Stop.
True. Exactly. Exactly what I was about to say. Like, Dolph been putting in work for years.
Absolutely. So, no doubt. But Tory Lanez has a bigger song. You know that's all that matter.
I'm not saying he has a bigger that he does or does not have a bigger song. I'm saying Dolph has a more established career, and just as many people know Dolph as they know Tory Lanez. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
That's your opinion.
And that's no knock on Dolph. I just don't
think
so.
Definitely a knock on Dolph.
Nah, hell no. Nah. And shout out to YFN Lucci, man. I thought he was gonna make it. He should have made it over 21 Savage. He barbecuing him.
Like I get, 21 Savage probably popular in Atlanta, so I get. Why he could be on there, but I don't and can't get the other guys because I just don't understand their rap style. But like 21 Savage, I get like the free goo wop, like he jumping in that whole pile of artists that Gucci put on. So eventually, Gucci gonna come back around and fuck with him. Like he got two tapes called Free Goo Wop, so I get his thing.
I'm good.
I don't get like Designer, Lil Yachtzee. Anderson .Paak, we really ain't even got to speak on because he's a 30-year-old R&B singer. He got a song with called "Without You" with Rhapsody that is banging though.
Yeah, he's solid.
Off
man.
His
I'm
last
cool.
project, but I really ain't
checking
for that.
He got that Dre push behind him.
This trash, man. Let's just call it what it is, though. Like they should do away with this. If this is the ninth one, they should do one next year and do 10 and done, and they throw. Like this, you no longer can sit and do these lists anymore because there's so many different facets of rap. And how you take it and how people consume it nowadays. Like, it ain't even. No one cares who they put on their list, dude. Like, they gonna listen to who they gonna stream. Who's free on my Apple Music, dude?
I agree. And with that being said, man, you can catch Kodak Black new project on Apple Music. Let's play a new joint on there. This one right here is featuring yo boy Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane active out right here in the studio. Check it out.
Your girl on X, money talk, she on the phone now. We having phone sex, never duck in front of you peon. I ain't full yet, kept it real since the begun. I ain't told yet, I done finally got my muscle up. You know I'm gon' flex, people rooting for the hustle up. I think I'm on next, at your neck, I don't get tired. I ain't gon' rest, you gotta play your cards right. Them jack boys on deck, I gotta keep the fan on. You know them girls gon' sweat. I'm trying to put my man on, but he ain't came home yet. Call that black, but my whole red, she get her own bread. I hit your girl with the pole, now she walking bowled. Dirty drink, just that pro meth, ain't sipping Moet. I'm just trying to stay focused, ain't trying to go fat. You turn cold when the heat on, I know you gon' melt. I be smoking broccoli, they say it's good for your health. Now I'm good, I don't need your help, I do it myself. I know you don't really love me, you just loving my wealth. It's like Kodak, the funniest kid, walking like a lid, hitting.
Man, that was Kodak Black vibing in this bitch.
Vibing in this bitch.
Cooler song.
Vibing in
this
bitch.
Y'all be sure to check that tape out, man. Lil Big Pac. I like the name of that, too. That's pretty cool.
And the cover, Killing.
I do. I agree with that. All right, man. Question. Or, well, it's really quote of the week. Comes from Marcellus Wiley, man.
Who?
Former NFL player.
The dude on ESPN that look like you?
No, he's not on ESPN.
Oh, not no more.
Right.
Sports Nation. He used to be on Sports Nation. But he definitely looks like you.
Not at all. He was on his show, Max and Marcellus, and he said he was.
You got a show?
He had a front row seat to the Drake versus Kendrick beef that was about to pop off.
Oh, my God.
Let me read the quote. I can't say what I want to say, but I'm going to say it anyways. All I know is there was a beef, And all I know is I was a witness when the beef would have ignited to proportions we have not seen since John 50 Cent. Maybe even Ice Cube and N.W.A. He said they went there, but that was destroyed from everyone's property. That was destroyed. That interview, that moment was destroyed. That's all I'm going to say because I was there and shots were fired. It was one-sided, but the other side was about to retaliate if that would have got out, but they destroyed the evidence. I'm not lying. He's referring to Drake and Kendrick. He didn't get specific as to who said what in the interview, but apparently it was Ether. And it would have kicked off. A lot of people have been thought that Drake and Kendrick have been slick throwing shots at each other back and forth.
It's not a game. They have.
I mean, but they did a song. Drake was on Kendrick's album.
Way back in the day. It was 2010, 6 years ago.
Nah, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Kendrick's first album did not come out in 2010, but it's okay. I'll let you have that.
I'm talking about the song on Drake's joint.
Drake was on Kendrick's album Good Kid, M.A.A.D City with the Janet Jackson sample.
Yeah, they probably did both of them songs the same night.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
It was around the same time.
If a Drake and Kendrick beef were to happen, would that be good for hip hop? Would you want to see that? Do we need that?
No, because Kendrick will smash him first and foremost. Let's get that out of the way.
I don't know.
I
don't know.
Kid, that man, listen to me.
Like, that might be good just to see, though, because I really don't know.
Not unless you want your boy embarrassed. If you like, you know how it is seeing LeBron lose or get punked by Draymond. If you like LeBron, that's how that'll look.
Listen to that 4 p.m. in Calabasas, man. Listen to them Puff jabs.
It's Puff, though.
Nah, but it's
jabs. It's easy to talk about a nigga like Puff.
Puff worth damn near a billion. What are you talking about? How is it easy
nigga
to talk about
a nigga like
Puff?
Also smacked the shit out of Drake. That's what I'm saying. So, like, what
and
he
still talked about him. That's what I'm saying.
It's easy to talk about Puff because Puff ain't retaliating on no bars or no shit that can kill you.
Kendrick not.
Your career. Kendrick can flat out end his career. You don't play with shit like it. You don't play with no Ether, nigga.
Kendrick's not ending his career, bro.
Wow.
Stop. What has he done
But let me ask you this. Do you think Drake can end Kendrick's career?
No, I don't. Okay. I just think it would be a good battle.
Nah. Somebody going down off it,
dog. I don't want to hear Joe Budden versus Drake.
It's not no, like, in 2016, there is no, like, okay, we both, good fight, we both walking up. Nope. No, like one of them going down. Like Meek, like with social media and the stuff that we were talking about that makes sense nowadays, like they'll never forget losing that battle. Like Ja Rule and 50 Slick had the benefit, though we'll never forget, because we of that era of you know what I mean, Ja Rule losing that battle.
Yeah.
During the social media era, if you get defeated, Drake or Kendrick, either one of them, whoever would win or lose, like once they lose, it's over.
I don't think so,
it's
man.
It's over.
Because they would both put up a fight. Meek didn't even put up a fight.
He tried to. He started the fight.
That's what makes it even worse. That makes it even worse. When you start the fight and lose the way that he lost, that makes it 30,000 times worse. I don't see that happening in a Drake and Kendrick battle.
It depends, though. Because...
And who makes better music? Because that's at the end of the day what it comes down to.
It's a preference. That's simply with them. It's simply preference.
That's
like,
fair.
It ain't like one of them not a better rapper than the other or a better artist than the other. To me, like I feel like it's simply preference with them.
That's fair.
That's why I feel like with that preference, like you're gonna get people who are either, oh, I can't believe it happened to my boy, and I'm not fucking with him.
Right.
Or you're going to get people like, oh, it don't matter. That's still my boy and I'm riding with him. So, like, you're going to lose half of your fan base in a battle like this.
For no reason.
Neither one of them want to partake in that. Like, that's not what they're trying to do.
That's fair enough.
So,
all right, man. New music dropping this week. YG, Still Brazy.
Still Brazy.
Album.
Cuh.
Come out this week, I believe. Kodak Black, Lil Big Pop mixtape out. Vic Mensa, there's a lot going on. Project is out now. I listened to it. I have a little more respect for Vic Mensa. I didn't understand his purpose. Listen to his tape. Listen to these last couple freestyles. I get it.
What is it?
He's more melodic than I thought. He's got them melodies and shit, and he's got them bars too. And I did not know that either. He's coming from Chicago. He was on a freshman class 2 years ago. So yeah, I see why Kanye and Jay had the bidding war. It make a lot of sense now.
And P what? With each other?
Yeah, to try to get him.
Who got him?
Jay. He on Rock Nation.
and Pee Wee Longway, Money, Pounds, and Ammunition.
Yeah, man. ATL. Pee Wee Longway, yeah, funny, though.
Very funny.
His Noisy episode was hilarious.
He needs to be a stand-up comedian and a rapper.
He funny.
That would be popping for him.
Also, man, Royce the 5'9 in town tonight. You going to that? Masquerade?
What? Who?
Royce, 5'9.
Kiss my ass.
Detroit in the building.
Is it free?
If it was free, would you go?
No.
You trying to say Royce the 5'9 some slob?
I'm trying to say there's no way that Royce the 5'9 is going to have me in a club on a Wednesday night. Like, no. Not going to happen.
What you got on deck for the weekend?
Oh, man, we building. What's this weekend? I don't even know what this weekend is, man.
Ain't no telling.
Like, I don't know. You just take it as it comes, man.
Man, I got to number one. I need to finish this game documentary that came on A&E. I watched the first hour. It was fire. It's called Streets of Compton. I was thoroughly impressed.
Those are fart sound.
I'm on my OJ shit, too. I got to catch up on the ESPN 30 for 30 joint.
Did I say the quote already?
I missed the first one. You talking about the one from 5 months ago when the show was out?
The one, the original one, nigga, I heard out of OJ's mouth, nigga. When they was like, you want to join us, OJ, for the black part, the Black Panther March and this and that? Man, I ain't black, nigga. I'm OJ. That right there is a walk-off. I'm not joining your movement because I'm not black. I'm OJ. That nigga head was so far up his ass, dude. He had no idea what was going on. I see how he got away with murder.
I do too.
You gotta be able to say shit like, I'm not black, I'm OJ, and get away with murder.
Absolutely, man. Also, I'm riding to this YG this weekend. I'm gonna see what he's talking about. I like the two singles that he done put out with Drake and then the solo joint. So that should be interesting. Also,
listen to some Little Dicky.
Listen to, yeah, you ride around and listen to that.
See?
His fans are called dickheads, by the way, if you didn't know.
Oh my god. Kinda like Packers fans.
Cheeseheads, goddamn it. Man, last thing, man, again, shout out J-Ho, man. We got a new project in the works. It's coming very, very, very soon. Holler at your boy on Animal_Brown on Instagram and Twitter, man, for them latest updates. Go to that rap chat, man. Let us know in a battle who wins, Kendrick or Drake. I want to know. I need answers. Rap chat on
Ain't
Facebook.
No battle, man.
Anything else before we get out of here?
We out. I am Spike Lou, man. Like I said, good news from Red Dot. We look to hear from him soon. Might have exclusive on deck, so... We out.
Holla. Last thing before we get out of here, I had teased something that me and a homie J-Hove were working on. I said it was coming soon. I lied. It's already out. Fresh for Dummies is the podcast. Go check it out on SoundCloud, Google Play. It'll be up on iTunes soon, man. You know, they take their time. They fancy and shit. But Fresh for Dummies is the podcast. We're putting you up on the clothes game. So go to IG and follow the page, man, at Fresh for Dummies. That simple.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.